This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 1st, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Tax havens are under assault in Europe as high-tax countries seek to invade the privacy of bank depositors in low-tax countries. Cato senior fellow Dan Mitchell believes it's all about revenue. Instead, he argues high-tax countries should compete by lowering taxes.
There are a handful of countries in Europe that still have financial privacy laws protecting the rights of citizens. The Swiss privacy laws, or bank secrecy laws, as they're sometimes called, they date back to the 1930s, when Switzerland was trying to protect Jews who were fleeing, or at least their money was fleeing from the Nazis. And so Switzerland, they strengthened very substantially their bank secrecy or financial privacy laws, again, to protect the human rights of these people. Now, in the modern era, what has happened is as some countries like Germany and France and others have imposed very high tax rates, some people are moving their money to places like Switzerland or Liechtenstein or Austria because they're trying to protect themselves against oppressive taxation. And that's getting some of the politicians from high tax nations upset.
As you say, the Swiss have a very good reason to have these types of laws on the books. These other countries are putting a great deal of pressure on them to do what exactly?
Well, what the high-tax countries want is for countries like Switzerland to emasculate, to basically eliminate their financial privacy laws insofar as allowing foreign tax collectors to snoop through those accounts. Again, the problem is that some countries have very high tax rates. Those high tax rates are causing money to flee the country, and the politicians from those countries want to be able to track and tax those funds. If a German citizen puts their money in a Liechtenstein or a Swiss, or for that matter, a New York bank account, they are not breaking Swiss or Liechtenstein or U.S. laws. They might be breaking German laws. And the question is, what's the best response to that? Does Switzerland or Liechtenstein or the United States have some obligation to enforce bad German tax law? Or should Germany fix the underlying problem, which is that their tax rates are too oppressive and they're driving money out of the country? There's a longstanding tradition in international law that nations choose which laws of other nations that they'll agree to enforce. And so every nation, for instance, cooperates in laws against murder and things like that. But if you happen to be in a country like Liechtenstein or Switzerland that values financial privacy, that thinks that's an important human right, you're not going to help a high-tax nation break down those financial privacy laws just because one of their citizens doesn't like paying onerous tax levels, any more than, say, the United States would extradite Tiananmen Square protesters back to China. It's not against the law in the United States to believe in free speech, so we don't help China enforce its anti-free speech laws. We wouldn't extradite a homosexual back to Saudi Arabia to be beheaded because it's not against the law to be gay in the United States. So nations always, historically, traditionally, they get to choose which laws of other countries to enforce. And Liechtenstein and Switzerland and countries like that just don't believe in enforcing bad tax law of Germany and France.
Now, these previous investigations have netted these countries a lot of money, and that's pretty clearly the motivation. Have they used any arguments about terrorism to try to get these other countries on board?
Two things to understand. This whole current flap began because the German Secret Service paid money to a former Liechtenstein bank employee to turn over information. So you had one country going in and using, you know, its Secret Service powers to try to suborn and undermine the laws of another country. And that's how this began, because they were able to purchase for several million dollars this list of German account holders in this Liechtenstein bank. This issue has nothing to do with things like terrorism and money laundering, because Liechtenstein, Switzerland, all the nations that have financial privacy laws actually have much tougher laws against money laundering than countries like Germany and France. If you have a large financial services industry in your country, you have a big, big incentive to make sure that you protect the reputation of your financial services industry. And the last thing you would ever want is to let some sort of Al-Qaeda ring or something like that have an account in your country, because you destroy the entire reputation of your country's financial services industry that way. And so the nations that are well known as being quote-unquote tax havens, they tend to actually have the best records in terms of fighting money laundering and terrorist financing.
Similar to what these other European countries are asking for, Barney Frank here in the U.S. has requested or has suggested global controls on the flow of capital.
A lot of politicians don't like freedom. They don't like things being uncontrolled. They don't like things being deregulated. One of the great things about globalization is that politicians are losing power. When individuals have the ability, when businesses have the ability to move money across borders, that undermines the power of politicians. And this is why tax competition is such a critical issue for those that believe in economic freedom and individual liberty. So long as politicians know that the geese that laid the golden eggs can fly away, they're not going to be stealing quite as many eggs. You have to be more attentive to your customer when you know your customer has other options. Well, for years and years, for decades, for centuries for that matter, politicians treated taxpayers like we were fatted calves waiting for slaughter. But guess what? Now taxpayers, if they feel they're getting a bad deal, they can move, or at least their money can move, to jurisdictions that have a friendlier, more free market attitude.
Dan Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Read more on tax competition at cato.org.